Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of creation and science according to Islam. In our last program, we talked about the sun, the moon, and the stars. And we discovered that the stars was actually made as a missile to be used by Allah's angel to get rid of Satan and the demons, so they will not go up to heaven. The stars also were used as an adornment for the heaven. And we also learned that the sun sat in a muddy spring. That's how it gets dark at night. We also learned that the sun and the moon follow each other, and that the day and the night do not surpass each other. We also learned that Muhammad, as Allah says in Quran chapter 54 verse 1, split the moon. Today I would like to share with you about the nature of the earth and the nature of heaven. Today's program is literally one of the important facts which we should teach our children concerning the science of Islam. The nature of the earth and the heavens in Islam, as it is described by Muhammad in the teaching of the Quran. I know the Bible is not a science book, but whenever the Bible mentions anything scientifically, the Bible is always accurate, but the Quran is not. A good example of that is the teachings of Allah in Quran chapter 20, verse 53. Quran chapter 71 verse 19, Quran chapter 88 verses 17 through 20, as well as the interpretation of many of the Muslim scholars like Al-Jalalayn and Ibn Abbas to learn about the nature of the earth. In simple words, I can tell you today that Muhammad taught in the Quran what was known in his days concerning the nature of the earth. He may have heard some of the merchants speaking about the earth, who stated that the earth is flat. I know someone may say, so did the Catholic Church. But my dear friends, the Catholic did not teach the truth as it is taught in the Bible concerning the nature of the earth. But somehow, they also believed in the theory of their day, to the point that the Catholic killed those who believe that the earth is a sphere. But as we'll see together today, we'll learn that the Bible declares that the earth is a sphere, not flat at all. But somehow, Muhammad mentioned in the Quran, as it was known in his days, that the earth is flat. For Muhammad copied in the Quran many of the information which was available in his day. Here is the case concerning the nature of the earth. People believed around the 6th century that the earth was flat. Therefore, Muhammad introduced the same idea in the words of Allah in the Quran. And that itself is a great evidence that Allah is not God. For our God, who created the universe, knew exactly that the earth is not flat. And that is what he declared according to the book of Isaiah, as we will see later. But for now, let us look together about the claim of the Quran, Allah's word, the miracle of Islam, that the earth is flat. Beginning with Quran chapter 20 and verse 53, here is the word of Allah.
He who made the earth for you flat and has traced out ways for you in it.
Here we see Moses speaking in the Quran to Pharaoh, and he is telling him about Allah. He said, he who made the earth for you flat, and he traced out ways for you in it. Here, Moses speaking about Allah, and how mighty this Allah is, who made out the earth flat. Of course, the conversation is not true. Moses never talked to Pharaoh about these issues, according to the Bible. That is Moses' own writing. Moses never mentioned anything about the earth is flat or sphere. But this is the poetry of the Quran, as Muslims always claim that even every verse in the Quran is a miracle. So what is a miracle here? It's very simple. It is Allah creates the earth and he made it flat. And he put roads in it for people to travel. And that's why Moses was bragging about Allah in the writings of the Quran. Is there any truth in such a statement? Of course not. And what makes it worse is not only Moses did not say these words, but the teaching of this word is false. The earth is not flat. Let's move on to Quran, chapter 71, verse 19. For there we read,
and Allah spread the earth out for you.
Once again, here we are introduced to Noah's story in the Quran. Is there any truth in all what Muhammad wrote about Noah in the Quran? Of course not. It is a foolish counterfeit to the account of the Bible. But here, for example, Noah was speaking to his people, bragging about Allah, to tell them that Allah was good to them. And he said, what? And Allah spread the earth out for you. It is the same understanding which we see in Quran chapter 20, 53, that the earth is flat. First of all, once again, Noah never had this conversation with his people. It's not recorded anywhere in the Bible, but it is the poetry of the Quran. Blah, 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 blah. Muhammad is using his imagination and he creating a conversation between Noah and his people. And in it, he's telling us the truth about the earth is flat. How about Quran chapter 88, verses 17 through 20? Listen carefully, for here Allah said,
do they not look on the camels, how they were created, and to the heaven, how it is raised up, and to the mountains, how they are set up, and to the earth, how it is spread out?
Now here in Quran chapter 88, Allah is speaking directly to Muhammad, to the people who did not believe in him, the infidels, those who did not respect the might and the power hand of Allah. And here Allah is asking this question to make people think about his might and his strength. And Allah is saying, Muhammad, do they not look at the camels? How they were created? Well, I don't understand. What is so magic about the camels? There's so many other animals God created. How about humans themselves? Aren't man is created also in God's image? Why not Allah ask Muhammad to tell the people to look at themselves and Allah, the God who created them? No. Muhammad have special deal for camels as Arab always have a very respect for camels than any other creature. But then we continue. And to the heaven, how it was raised up. Here we see Allah is bragging about the heaven to be raised up. Raised up like what? Wait until we get to the next part of our study. And then Allah said, and to the mountain, how they were set up. We talked about the mountain previously, that Allah used the mountain to strengthen the earth, to stop it from shaking, especially when the well sneezed. That is the well which Allah put the seven earths on its back. We talked about the well earlier in our study. But then Allah said, and to the earth, how it was spread out or flattened out. And here I would like to read to you the interpretation of Al-Jalalain. He said, as for the word suttihat, laid out flat, this is a literal reading, suggests that the earth is flat, which is the opinion of most of the scholars of the revealed law. You're talking about the scholars of the Quran, the scholars of Islam, and not a sphere as astronomers. And then he said, Ahl al-Hayya, the people of the snake, have it. You understand what Al-Jalalain is saying here? Here we see the great Muslim scholar Al-Jalalain assuring his people, his Muslim readers, that the earth is flat and it is not sphere. Because the people of the snake, these are the wicked people, these are the infidels, the astronomers, teach that the earth is sphere, and that is not true according to all Muslim scholars, all the scholars of the Quran, the revealed word of Allah. All of them are in agreement that the earth is flat. And then Al-Jalalain ended his interpretation by saying, even if this latter does not contradict any of the pillars of the law. So it doesn't matter really what the scholars, the scientists, the astronomers believe about the earth, because Allah's word is right and everybody else is wrong. And Allah's word stated that the earth is sutihat, made flat. That means the earth is flat, no matter what any infidel would say.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightwave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now let me give you another great interpretation by Ibn Abbas himself, that is the cousin of Muhammad. And he's given us his clear opinion about the nature of the earth. Ibn Abbas stated, Allah, it is who has created seven heavens, one above the other, like a dome, and of the earth the like thereof, meaning seven earths. And then he said, seven earths, but they are flat. That is the words of Ibn Abbas. So, from Allah's word, from Muslim scholar interpretation, as the all in agreement about that, according to Al-Jalalayn, the earth is flat. And that ends the story about which word we can translate it from Arabic to English to mean that the earth is flat. And I don't know which scientist in our public school today believe that the earth is flat. And as I said earlier, here is the answer. The Bible declared that the earth is sphere. Listen to the word of Prophet Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 22, for there we read, it is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. How did Isaiah know these facts about the heaven and the earth? 700 years before Christ, that is 1300 years before Muhammad, that is 2700 years ago. It's very simple. It is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who penned the writings of Isaiah. It is the Holy Spirit who taught Isaiah all the true nature of the heaven and the earth. The earth is not flat, but the earth is a sphere. The earth is a circle, and the heaven is stretched out like a curtain, and the inhabitants of the earth like grasshoppers. Perhaps if Muhammad had read the book of Isaiah, he would not make such error in the writing of his Quran. Now I'd like to move on to study the nature of the heaven in the Quran. Even though there are plenty of verses is mentioned in the Quran about the nature of heaven, I would like to concentrate only on a few verses. It is what is written in Quran chapter 22, verse 65, and Quran chapter 34 and verse 9. And then we'll look at a hadith given by Muhammad concerning the nature of heaven. First, let's look at what is written in Quran chapter 22 and verse 65.
Do you not see that Allah has made subservient to you what is on the earth, and the ships run in the sea with His command? And He holds the heaven so that it will not fall on the earth except with His permission.
And here we see Allah speaking to Muhammad to let the people know about Allah Himself. Do you not see that Allah has made subservient to you what is on the earth, and the ships run in the sea with His commands? What is the point of this teaching here? I do not know. This is just sets of words to make a sentence in the poetry of the Quran. But then listen carefully, because this is a very important part. When He said, and He, that's Allah, holds the heavens so that it will not fall on the earth except with His permission. The idea here is that Allah holding the heaven by His hand, for the heavens are not made of air or gas, but it is actually a structure like a ceiling that can fall on the earth and literally crush the people who are living on the earth. And that is, we can see clearly when we go on to the next reading, which is Quran chapter 34 and verse 9. For there we read,
have they not seen what is between their hands and what is behind them from the heaven and the earth? If we willed, we could sink them down into the earth, or we could drop on them a portion of the heaven.
Exactly. And here, once again, Allah is speaking to Muhammad to let him know what Allah can do to the people who did not believe in Allah, those who did not believe in Muhammad. And as you read these words, you do not see any true message there. But the important portion, which we really would like to cover here, is very simple, that Allah in the Quran stated that if He desire to destroy those people who refuse to believe in Him, He can sink them down into the earth, which, by the way, there are seven of them, as Muhammad assured the Muslims throughout the hadith, that the wicked people will be sinking in the earth all the way until the seventh earth. But also Allah said, or we could drop on them a portion of the heaven, as if the heaven is really like a ceiling. And that is exactly what Allah said in Quran chapter 21 and verse 32. Listen to the word of Allah. He said, and we made the heaven a capped ceiling, and they turn away from its signs. This is the nature of heaven as Muhammad understood it, as Allah declared it in the writing of the Quran. And that is far away from the truth. Believe it or not, as we listen to the teaching of Muhammad about the nature of the heaven, we cannot help it but to believe that he maybe was drunk when he made up the hadith, his sayings. Because no man with common sense will utter such teachings. Listen to what Muhammad said about the nature of the heaven, according to Sunan Abu Dawud, hadith number 4705. Here is Muhammad's own words.
Muhammad said, above the seventh heaven, there is a sea, the distance between whose surface and bottom is like that between one heaven and the next. Above that, there are eight mountain goats, the distance between whose hoofs and haunches is like the distance between one heaven and the next. Then Allah, the Blessed and the Exalted, is above that.
Do you understand what's going on here? Muhammad is telling his followers that above the seventh heaven, there's a sea. And then he tells how big is the sea, because the distance between whose surface and bottom is like that between one heaven and the next. And we talked about that in a previous program, which is 500 years of traveling. But then Muhammad said, above that, there are eight mountain goats. What mountain goats are doing up there in the top of the sea, which is above the seven heavens? I do not know. But listen how big these goats are. He said that the distance between whose hoofs and haunches is like the distance between one heaven and the next. Do you understand how big is this mountain goats? It is literally millions of miles. The distance between the hoof and the loin, the upper part of the thigh, is literally 500 years of traveling. And if we go with the camel speed limit, that will make these goats huge goats. And where are these 8 goats? They are on the top of the sea, which is in the top of the 7th heaven. And above all these goats, Allah Himself is sitting, perhaps on His throne, as we talked about previously. There is so much saying Muhammad have said. Much of his sayings are nonsense. And let me close our program today by listening to some of the nonsense of Muhammad as a summary of Muhammad's teachings concerning the nature of the heaven and the earth.
There are 7 earths, all of them flat, stacked on top of each other like pancakes, except with a long distance between them. Out on the edge of the top earth is a pool where the sun sets. There are also 7 heavens above the earth, like domes that will fall on us if Allah doesn't hold them up. In the lowest heavens are the stars, which Allah uses to hurl at demons. All of this is sandwiched between a giant fish and 8 giant goats.
And this is what I call the nonsense of the creation and science of Islam. I do not know how many of the Muslims who believe in Muhammad and who believe in the science of Islam knew about these facts which Muhammad and his Muslim scholars talked about 1400 years ago. And to continue with our study of creation and science of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.